录下来，因为今天早上没有录下，没有录好。
Hopefully it works this time.
希望这次做得好。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Lord, we thank you for this familiar story from Daniel.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你有这个熟悉的但以理的故事。
But we pray as we look at it again today.
我们感谢你，我们今天有机会再看一次。
That you reveal new things to us.
向我们启示新的东西。
And encourage us to follow you forever.
并且鼓励我们继续永远的追求你。
We pray that in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Well, it seems like every time we turn on the TV, we're reminded our world is full of conflict.
当我们每天打开电视机的时候，我们会看到世界上每个地方都有满了冲突。
Some of those conflicts are small, some of them are big.
有些冲突大，有些冲突是比较小。
Some of them involve whole nations.
有些冲突是关乎整个是全国。
Some of them involve the whole world.
有的冲突是关乎全世界。
If you turn on the TV tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning, you'll see one of those conflicts.
如果明天早上你五点钟打开电视机，你会看到另外一个世界的冲突。
As Argentina and Germany vie for the World Cup.
就是阿根廷是在那里最在那进出这个世界杯的冠军。
It's perhaps not the biggest of conflicts.
这个可能不是最大的冲突。
As we've read through Daniel, we've seen a much bigger conflict.
当我们看但以理书的时候，今天我们看到这里有一个更大的这里的冲突。
A much more important one.
一个更重要的。
And it's a conflict we're involved in.
这个是我们有关系到其中的。
It's the conflict between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man.
这个就是神的国度还有人的国度。
And this conflict continues in Daniel 6.
这个冲突一直往前，一直谈到在第六章还是有继续的谈到。
On multiple fronts between people and laws and even kings.
在不同的方面，是人跟律法，还有人跟国王的冲突。
Well, as we saw at the end of last week, Darius the Mede has conquered Babylon.
上个礼拜我们看到这个 Darius 这个国王已经把巴比伦国度都打下来。
He's the new king.
他现在是新的国王。
And as he takes control, he makes a few changes.
当他在这里掌权的时候，他就做了几项更改。
He now controls a vast empire.
他现在控制了一个很大的国度。
And he knows it's too big for him to control by himself.
他知道凭着他自己，这个他是没有能力控制这个国度。
I should say, we read in chapter 5, he's 62, he's got the wisdom that comes with maturity.
我们在第五章里面我们看到他提到这个就是这个本领是凭着年龄的成熟而来的。
So he sets up 120 satraps or local rulers.
所以他就在不同的地方就指派了62个不同的人管理当地的事。
Their job is to enforce law and order.
他们在那里主要就是要控制好当地的情形。
To make sure his commands are obeyed.
就是把他的指令都做得很好。
But also probably very importantly to collect taxes and send them back to the government.
但是最重要的就是把当地的税都收好交给他。
And over them he sets three presidents.
然后同一个时候他也指令了三个首领。
And one of them is Daniel.
其中一个就是但以理。
We read in verse 3 that Daniel distinguishes himself above the rest.
我们在第三章那边我们看到就是他但以理就是把他自己分别。
That's no surprise to us. Throughout the book, it looks like Daniel's the only one who knows how to do his job.
这个对我们来说不应该是感到惊奇，因为整本书里面我们就看到他是一个不同的人。
And throughout, his outstanding character and faithfulness have been displayed.
在里面我们就看到但以理书的记载，就是他的个性都很特别。
Darius observes all this and plans to put Daniel in charge of the whole kingdom.
国王其实是有留意到这一点，所以其实他有这个心意，要把他指派他管理整个国度。
But there are a few people who aren't happy at this news.
但是有些人听到这个消息之后就不开心。
The other presidents and some of the satraps feel threatened.
其他的两个领袖还有其他的当地领袖就觉得他们就受到觉得他们有受到威胁。
In their minds, Daniel's promotion is a demotion for them.
在他们的心思里面，就是但以理的这个升级，其实就是等于对他们的降级。
They can't celebrate his success.
他们不能因着但以理的升级来庆祝。
Instead, they begin to plan his downfall.
他们就开始在那里策划要把他拉下来。
They try to come up with a way to get rid of him.
他们在想办法怎么除掉他。
They begin by digging into Daniel's life, looking for something to use against him.
他们想在但以理的生活里面找一些他们可以用的凭据。
But there's a problem.
但是有一个问题。
Because no matter how hard they look, they can't find anything.
因为无论他们怎么找，就是找在丹尼的生活里面找不到问题。
Daniel's been completely faithful in his duty.
丹尼里在他的工作上凡事都很尽责。
He's not been negligent or corrupt.
他没有贪污，也没有疏忽。
He's been a good worker.
他工作上是做得非常好。
And a faithful servant.
是一个很忠心的仆人。
Even for this foreign government.
虽然他是在服侍一个外国的领袖。
Towards the end of the exile, God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah.
到犹太人这个流离他们的国家到了末了，其实神是借着耶利米先知说话。
And he had this to say.
他有说了一句话。
But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile.
他说丹尼里是神借着丹尼里说，你们流离到哪个城市，但是你们还是要服侍当地。
And pray to the Lord on its behalf.
你们要为这个国家来祈求。
For in its welfare, you will find your welfare.
因为他们得福，你们也得因此得福。
It's clear Daniel's been doing this since day one.
我们可以看得出，丹尼里从第一天开始就有进这样的工作。
Even though he's from Jerusalem,
虽然他是来自于耶路撒冷。
He's been faithfully serving in Babylon.
但是他在巴比伦国度里面还是很忠心的服侍。
He's been faithfully serving God.
他很忠心的服侍神。
In the place that God has called him to be.
就是神召他到哪里，他还是很忠心的服侍。
So there's nothing the other presidents can accuse him of.
所以其他的领袖根本找不到凭据借口来指证他。
When it comes to his life and work.
生活也好，工作也好，都找不到什么理由。
What a great testimony to have.
这是一个很好的见证。
How great would it be if people said that of us?
如果有人能够说我们这样，那是多么美好的事。
Peter encourages us to live like this.
彼得鼓励我们要活出这样的生活。
In his letter, he says,
在他的书信里面，彼得有提到
，Conduct yourselves honorably among the Gentiles.
就是我们在外邦人之中，我们要生活行事都要做得很好。
So that although they might malign you as evildoers,
虽然别人会认为我们是做不好的事。
They will see your honorable deeds and glorify God.
但是他们会看到我们所做的事是是对的。
When he comes to judge.
当我们来到他面前，就是彼得在彼得前书二章十二节，彼得那里说，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子。
So in the end, the conflict between Daniel and the other presidents comes to nothing.
所以到后来，这个彼得跟其他领袖的这个冲突，到后来是没有结果。
Daniel's faithfulness to God means he's above reproach.
因为丹尼里对着神的那个忠心，造成他是无可指责。
While the conduct of those who live for themselves is not worthy of emulating.
但是那些凭着自己而活的人是没有什么我们可以向他们学习的。
But while they can't find fault with Daniel's life and work,
虽然他们在丹尼的工作还有生活里面找不到什么东西可以指责他，
his enemies aren't deterred.
但是他的敌人是没有不感到灰心。
They know there's another avenue.
他们知道还有另外一个地方，还有一个另外一个理由。
They know that Daniel is faithful to God.
他们知道丹尼里对神是忠心。
They say we will not find any ground for complaint against Daniel.
他们说我们在丹尼里的工作上找不到什么可以指责的地方。
Unless we find it in connection with the law of his God.
但除非我们能够在他跟他的神的关系上找到一些冲突。
So they come up with a clever plan.
他们就找到一个设计了一个很好的计划。
To trap Daniel.
来套这个丹尼里。
Between his obedience to the kingdom of God.
就是他对神这个神国度的这个敬拜。
And the kingdom of man.
还有对人的国度。
And they go about putting their plan in motion.
所以他们就把这个计划就开始实行他们的计划。
They come up to King Darius.
他们来到这个国王面前。
They kind of butter him up a bit first.
他们就把这个计划掩饰得很好。
They say, O king, live forever.
他说这个我们的神，你活到永远。
And then they present their plan to come up with a new law.
他们就把他们的计划实行出来，就说要叫国王推行一个新的法律。
not a law not to tidy up for a week.
不是说这个叫这个国度一个礼拜不整理。
Something bigger than that.
而是有一个更大的一个法律。
They say, why don't you make a law that nobody can pray to anybody except for you?
为什么我们不来一个新的律法，就是说没有人能够向神祈求，除非他们是为着你而祈求。
Just for 1 month.
只需要一个月。
And if they do, well, we'll throw them to the lions.
如果他有人不遵循这个新的律法，我们就把他丢到狮子坑里面。
This seems like a great idea.
这个似乎是一个很好的方法。
It'll help unify the kingdom.
它能够统一整个国度。
Everybody be praying to the one person.
每个人都会对着一个同样的一个目标祷告。
And it'll be a good test of people's loyalty.
而且也是对人的效忠是一个很好的试验。
To see if they're faithful to their new king.
就是要看看他们的国民有没有对新的这个新的国王有效忠。
Plus it'd be pretty flattering to have a whole empire praying to you.
对于国王来说，这个也是一种很开心的事，因为整个国家为着你祷告。
Of course, they're probably not trying to set Darius up as a god.
他们不是这些领袖，不是要把这个国王设立成为一个新的神。
More like a high priest.
不过把他当成一个新的祭司。
They're trying to say he's the only mediator between God and man.
这些领袖就要尝试把他推成为神跟人之间的唯一的一个中介。
We might know that someone different.
但是我们知道这个不是真的。
But it's a pretty appealing idea.
但是这个理由是看起来是表面上看起来非常好。
To have everybody praying to or through you.
就是很多人借助你祷告。
And did you notice how else they try and sell it to him?
大家有没有留意到他们这些领袖在跟国王说的时候，他们怎么把这个计划向这个国王说出来？
They say in verse 7.
在第七节里面我们就看到。
All the presidents and all the satraps and all the government officials agree.
所有的领袖都同意了。
Did you notice the lie there?
我们有没有看到他当中所提到的一个谎言？
They probably didn't get all those people together.
他们没有把所有的人都邀请过来。
And even if they did, there's no way Daniel would have agreed.
因为如果他们把所有的这些官员都邀请过来的话，那丹尼里肯定是会反对。
But the king doesn't notice this.
但是国王是没有留意到这一点。
He loves their idea and he agrees.
他非常喜欢这个建议，所以他就同意了。
He's so enticed, he doesn't even object.
他是那么开心，他没有拒绝。
When they say it should be not an ordinary law, but a law according to the Medes and the Persians.
他就说这个不是一个普通的律法，而是按照这个波斯人的生活习惯。
This will be a law set in stone.
这是一个不能改变的律法。
No exceptions.
是没有例外。
No getting out of it.
我们没有人能够被豁免。
And the king agrees.
所以这个国王就同意了。
And signs the new law into effect.
就颁发了这个新的律法。
And so the trap is set.
所以这个计划就设计得非常好。
The conflict between the law of God and the law of man has been set up.
所以他们就设计了一个叫人的国度和神的国度有一个冲突。
The only question is, what will Daniel do?
那这里最大的问题就是丹尼里会怎么做？
He could have taken that easy way out.
丹尼里可以做一个很容易的事。
He could have just taken a month off from praying.
他可以一个月不祷告。
He's prayed 3 times a day, every day of his life.
他从小到大就是每天三次的祷告。
So what's it matter if he misses just 30 days?
那如果三四天不祷告有什么大问题?
It's no big deal.
不是什么大问题。
He could have, if he decided to pray, just pray in private.
那他也可以私下自己祷告。
To pray at home in the dark or in a cupboard or somewhere hidden.
他可以在一个隐蔽的地方把自己关起来祷告。
He even could have.
他甚至也可以。
He even could have prayed in his head like I just did.
就好像刚才George在做的就是在脑子里面默默的祷告。
No one would have known what he was doing.
那没有人能够留意到他到底做了什么东西。
They just would have thought he was lost.
他们可能觉得他可能一下子晃了神。
But Daniel sees things differently.
但是丹尼里看这件事情看得出不同。
He knows there's a lot more at stake here.
他知道这里有更多的事在里面。
So despite the danger, he does what he's always done.
他还是 冒着危险，他还是平每天做他每天所做的事。
He continues to pray like he's always prayed.
他还是继续每天的祷告，就好像他往前那样。
He goes into his house.
他回到他家。
To the upper room.
他来到，他去到他楼上楼上。
Opens the window so everybody can see.
他把窗户都打开，好像每个人都看得见。
And he prays facing Jerusalem.
他还是朝着耶路撒冷祷告。
It's a sign of his hope that God's city and God's temple would be restored.
他这样子祷告，就是为了期望有一天神能够恢复神的城市，还有他的子民。
He does this three times a day.
他还是每天三次的祷告。
As he's always done.
就好像他往前一样。
For everybody to see.
叫每个人都看得见。
He demonstrates how we should respond in situations like this.
他向我们展示出，我们如果面临同样的事情，我们应该怎么办？
Whenever there's a conflict between the law of the land and the law of God,
当如果当地的律法跟神的国度的律法有冲突的时候，
we ought to obey God rather than any human authority.
我们应该遵从的是神，而不是当地的律法。
So if the law of the land hinders us,
所以如果当地的法律
hinders us from loving God with our whole heart,
阻止我们向神完全的爱神。
Or prevents us from loving our neighbor as ourselves,
或者是停止我们爱我们的邻居，好像爱我们自己。
We ought to obey the law of God.
那我们就应当遵从神的道。
Despite the consequences,
我们不应该理会结果。
The conspirators, when in any doubt, that's what Daniel would do.
这些设计的人，他们知道丹尼里会这样子做。
So they don't need to spy on Daniel or sneak up on him.
他们也不需要去偷窥他，或者去监视他。
They know when and where he'll be praying.
他们知道到时候他会在哪里祷告。
And it's easy for them to catch him.
所以很容易的，他们就可以抓到他。
They must have been overjoyed their plan had worked.
他们应该是非常的高兴，因为他们的这个圈套就已经做好了。
It's great. They're finally going to be rid of Daniel.
他们很开心，因为他们终于能够把这个丹尼除掉。
But instead of rushing him off to trial,
但是他们不是马上去把他带到审判前。
They continue to show how cunning they are.
他们还是继续的显示出他们是多么的狡猾。
First, they go back to the king.
他们首先回到他们的国王面前。
And they say, "Didn't you sign a new law that nobody can pray to anyone except you?"
他们就问那个国王，你不是刚刚颁发了一个新的法令，就是没有人能够除了向你祷告之外，没有人能够向其他的神祷告。
And the king agrees.
那个国王就答应了，就同意。
And he's the one who affirms that this is a law according to the Medes and the Persians.
然后他也同意说这个律法是根据这个波斯人的生活习惯颁发的。
He reminds them there's no getting out of it.
所以他也提醒他们，这是没有人能够得到这个豁免。
In this way, they trap the king.
他们同一个时候也设了一个圈套，叫那个国王套下去。
So that even he doesn't have a way out.
所以这样叫国王也没有办法逃出来。
When they turn around and accuse his friend Daniel.
所以当这些总长回头指责丹尼里的时候，
they say it's Daniel, one of the exiles.
他就说丹尼里这个被放逐的人，
who's been breaking this law.
是在那里不遵守这个新的法律。
You can hear the kind of hatred and scorn in how they speak of Daniel.
所以我们在这里读到的时候，我们可以看到他们其实是多么的瞧不起，或者是瞧不起丹尼里。
It's the same way Belshazzar spoke to Daniel in chapter 5.
就好像在第五章那里提到丹尼里的时候一样。
They don't just say Daniel broke the law.
他们不只是说丹尼里不遵行这个法律。
They paint the worst picture they can.
他们能够多怎样的回报他，他们就尽可能的。
They say Daniel's no friend of the king.
他们说丹尼里不是国王的朋友。
That he's been ignoring the king.
他其实已经一直在那里忽视国王。
And ignoring the king's laws.
包括忽视了这个国王新的这个律法。
And what's worse, they point out Daniel's been doing this three times a day.
更惨的是，他们说丹尼里是一天三次的祷告。
So that he can't just say it was a one-off accident.
所以他们说这个不是这个一次忘记的这个一个忽视。
They picture it as willful disobedience.
他们想要指出的就是丹尼里是有是了解的有意识的去破坏这个新的法律。
They say Daniel's been rebelling against the king.
他们说丹尼里其实是在那里背叛这个国王。
They think to them it's clear Daniel should be thrown in with the lions.
所以他们很明确地指出, 但以理是应该被丢到, 狮子坑里去。
Right now, if you please.
如果能的话，马上就去这么做。
But the king's not in such a rush.
但是国王不是那么的急。
He, Daniel's one of his friends.
因为他知道丹尼尔是他的朋友。
And immediately he realizes his mistake.
他马上就知道他做了一个, 错的事。
He's allowed himself to be duped by the other presidents.
他让他自己, 他已经, 踏下了这些总长所设下的圈套。
He realizes they never had his best interest at heart.
他知道这些总长其实所设计的不是为做他的利益而着想。
That their plan all along had been to get rid of Daniel.
他们, 所做的这一切单单就是为了除掉丹尼尔。
And so King Darius labours to find a way out.
所以这个国王就想要找一个方法能够把自己, 解除这个, 那个环境。
He works hard to find a way to save Daniel.
他要想办法能够拯救, 救那个丹尼尔。
Looking for any loophole in the law.
他就想在这个律法里面看看有什么漏洞能够把丹尼尔拯救出来。
Any way at all to rescue him.
能够想尽办法把丹尼尔救出来。
And see, the clock is ticking.
所以这个时间还是在, 在进行着。
According to the custom, the sentence had to be carried out on the day the accusation was made.
根据他们当时候的习惯，就是, 这个, 进行, 审判的时候是要跟, 是要跟被, 被指责的同一天是要, 在同一天里面进行。
He's got to work fast if he's going to find a way to save Daniel.
如果他要拯救丹尼尔的话, 他要很快的, 想办法把丹尼尔, 拯救出来。
But in the end, there's nothing he can do.
但是到后来他找不到, 其他的方法。
Despite all his efforts and all his power and all his authority, the king is powerless.
他虽然有很多权柄, 他, 想了很多方法, 还是没有办法把丹尼尔救出来。
The other advisors kind of rub in his impotence.
很多其他的这些, 官, 就在那里就说你其实是, 无能无用。
They remind him that there's no getting out of this law.
他们就在那里告诉国王说, 其实是没有办法能够豁免谁, 就在这个法律里面, 没有人能谁得到豁免。
They're pointing out the king's hands are tied.
他们告诉这个国王, 他的手是被捆绑着。
They're saying all his power amounts to nothing.
他的权柄在这个时刻是没有什么作为。
That he couldn't change things even if he wanted to.
他这个时候不能改变什么。
So reluctantly, Darius has to order the sentence to be carried out.
所以国王没有办法就, 判决要把这个, 审判, 实行出来。
But as Daniel's lowered into the lion's den,
所以当丹尼尔被降到这个狮子坑里面的时候,
he does the one thing that he can do.
他就做了他唯一能够做的事。
He turns to God and he prays.
他就转向神, 向神祷告。
He knows he's powerless to save Daniel.
他知道国王知道他自己是没有能力能够拯救丹尼尔。
But that nothing is impossible for God.
但是对神来说没有事是不可能的。
So he prays, May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you.
他就说, 他向神说, 你常, 愿你常侍奉的神, 他必救你。
And once Daniel's lowered into the pit,
所以当丹尼尔被降到, 狮子坑里的时候,
he has it sealed with a stone.
就有人把这个石, 石头就, 封在那个, 那个坑的口。
And with his own seal.
他国王也把他自己的那个印在, 印在那个口那边。
So that no one can tamper with the outcome.
那好像没有人能够, 改变这个事实。
And then Darius rushes home.
那国王就赶快回到他自己的家。
To spend a restless night.
他就一晚, 睡不着。
He can't eat any food.
他, 一天不能吃。
He can't get any sleep.
他也不能睡。
You can picture him just worried about his friend Daniel.
你可以想象到他是在那里担心他的朋友就是丹尼尔。
Wondering at every moment if the lions have torn him to shreds.
他每时每刻就在担心, 狮子有没有把, 这个, 丹尼尔吃, 就吃掉。
Or if God has managed to save him.
或者是神, 有本事, 拯救丹尼尔。
And so at the first hint of the morning light,
所以天一亮, 天亮的时候,
Darius rushes out to the tomb.
这个国王就马上, 跑到那个, 那个坑那边,
and he calls out anxiously,
他就在那里呼喊,
O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God been able to deliver to save you?
他说, 永生神仆人丹尼尔, 你常侍奉的神, 能整, 能救你脱离狮子吗?
You can almost imagine the pause that came next, stretching on for what seemed eternity.
所以你可以想象到, 后来那个临近那个没有反应的那个时刻, 似乎是对他来说是很久的时刻。
As he waits for a response.
他在那里等, 等有什么反应。
And then Daniel calls out.
然后忽然间, 丹尼尔就有了反应。
He's alive.
他还是活着。
He says calmly and clearly,
他很冷静地回答,
O King, live forever.
愿王万岁。
And then he explains what's happened.
然后他就解释到底发生了什么事。
He says he's had a really quiet night.
他说他一天晚上很平静。
A really peaceful one.
非常的平安。
Because God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth.
因为神差派了他的天使, 把这个狮子的口封住。
And it's only here, after he's been accused, after the sentence has been carried out, that Daniel defends himself.
只有他这个判决审判已经进行了之后，丹尼尔才为自己辩护。
He says he's blameless.
他说他是无可指责。
Before God and before King Darius.
在神还有在国王面前，他是无可指责的。
That he's done no wrong at all.
他没有犯了什么错。
He's innocent.
他是无罪。
And God has proven that.
而且神也印证了这一点。
By rescuing him from the lions.
就是对他施行拯救。
It's clear for everyone to see when they bring Daniel up. There's not a scratch on him.
所以当他们把丹尼里拉出来的时候，他们看到丹尼里没有什么损伤。
He's completely unharmed.
他是完全的没有受到什么损伤。
Because of what God has done.
因为是神对他做了拯救。
The king would have been overjoyed to see Daniel safe.
所以国王当然是非常的开心，看到丹尼里没有事。
The conspirators probably weren't so happy.
但是那些设这个圈套的人当然是不开心。
And they're pretty, probably even more unhappy with what happened next.
他们更不开心的就是看到下一点会发生什么。
According to Persian law, King Darius has them punished.
根据波斯的法律，就是国王能够对这些指责的人进行审判。
And we read that before they even hit the bottom of the pit, they're torn apart by the lions.
如果我们读丹尼里书第六章的话，我们就看到。 当他们还没有降，完全的被降在坑里，狮子就把他们撕开。
It's clear that lions were hungry.
很明确的，我们看得出狮子是非常的饥饿。
That Daniel wasn't saved just because they'd already eaten.
丹尼里被拯救不是因为这些狮子都已经喂饱了。
He was saved because of God's great power.
丹尼里被拯救是因为神的大能。
I wonder if this story of Daniel reminds you of anyone.
我不知道。 我们看到这个故事的时候，有没有提醒到我们到一些其他的人的事？
I'm not talking about Spotty Dog and White the Snow Bear.
我们不是提到刚才这个主日学的那个故事，这个小斑狗还有这个狗熊的事。
There's another story from the Bible that it's very similar to.
在圣经里面还有另外一个故事跟这个非常相像。
Another man who was completely innocent.
有一个人是完全无罪。
Who was falsely accused?
也是被错的指责。
Whom a king tried to save.
然后一个国王想要拯救他。
But who in the end faced judgment.
但是到后来还是要面临审判。
Another man who was put in a pit.
这个另外一个人还是被丢到坑里。
That was sealed with a stone.
也是被石头封住。
Do you know who I'm talking about?
大家知不知道我所提到的人是谁？
It's Jesus.
就是耶稣。
Except he didn't escape death.
但是唯一的不同就是耶稣逃避不了死亡。
He faced it.
他还是面临死亡。
Jesus did die.
耶稣确实是死了。
But then he rose again.
但是他还是复活了。
To new life, to eternal life.
他复活到这个复活的生命，到这个新的生命。
And it wasn't an ordinary man who did that.
这个不是一个很平凡的人来所进行的事。
It was God's son. It was God's chosen king.
他是神的儿子，他是神所拣选的国王。
In the end, this conflict between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man fizzles out.
到最后，这个神的国度还有人的国度，这个冲突到后来是要有一个结果。
King Darius realizes that he's really powerless.
这个国王他知道他其实是没有什么能力。
And that it's God alone who has power.
只有神，单单神自己有这个能力。
And so just like Nebuchadnezzar did, he writes to the whole nation.
就好像尼布甲尼撒王这样，他就写了一篇，然后发表给全国的人。
And he sings God's praises.
他就唱，对神发出赞美。
He reverses that other law.
他就把这个旧的这个律法毁了。
And encourages everybody to tremble and fear before the living God.
他就叫每一个人来到这个活神面前的时候，应该是恐惧战惊。
He knows who really is king.
他知道谁才是这个真的国王。
Throughout the chapter, people address Darius saying, O king, live forever.
在这第六章里面，我们看到每当人家呼国王的时候，他就说我的国王你是活到永远的。
But Darius says in verse 26,
但是在第二十六节的时候，他说了。
That God is the King who lives forever.
他只有这个神，这个永活神是永远长存。
That it's only God's kingdom that will never be destroyed.
只有他的国度是永不败坏。
And it's God's kingdom that will have no end.
他的权柄永存无极。
Darius knows that where he was powerless, God was powerful.
国王知道，当他觉得自己没有能力的时候，神是。
And then it's God alone who can rescue and save.
只有神自己能够拯救。
The conflict between kingdoms comes to nothing.
所以这个人的国度和神的国度的冲突到后来都是没有什么，都化为虚有。
As even this powerful king of man,
就好像这个人的这个国王这么有权力
，worships God the king.
还是来到。这个神，国神面前来到对他敬拜。
And he encourages us all to do the same.
他也鼓励我们所有每一个人都做同样的那么做。
No matter what circumstance we find ourselves in.
不论我们是在什么环境。
Whether it's in the middle of exile.
是在逃亡之中。
When we're confronted with our dark world.
或者是当我们面临我们黑暗的世界。
When we find ourselves in trouble.
或者是我们发觉到我们在问题当中。
In the bottom of our own lion's den,
当我们跌到我们自己的狮子坑里面
we're encouraged to continue trusting in the living God.
我们是被鼓励，我们要继续的相信我们这个永远长存的神
to wholly and completely trust Him,
是要完全的信靠他
with our whole lives,
用我们的生命
because when it comes to the conflict between kingdoms,
因为当我们如果国度之间有冲突，人的国度和神的国度有冲突的时候。
It's God's kingdom and God's king.
只有这个神，这个国王，还有他的国度。
Who will reign and rule forever?
能够永远长存。
Let's pray and ask God to help us to remain faithful to Him.
我们一起来祷告，求神帮助我们，能够继续的忠心。
Gracious Lord, we thank you for this story from Daniel.
慈爱的神，我们感谢你为这但以理的故事。
And it's reminded that you are in control.
你提醒我们，你是掌权的。
And that you alone can save and rescue your people.
只有你能够拯救你的子民。
Well, we remember you won't save us from every bad thing we face.
我们知道你不会从我们所有的问题当中都拯救出来。
We thank you that you have saved us from sin and death.
但是我们要感谢你从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
And brought us into your kingdom.
把我们带到你的国度里面。
Through Jesus, your King.
借着耶稣你的国王。
Help us to trust you.
帮助我们信靠你。
And to remain faithful to you forever.
并且永远的对你忠心。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.